Okay, I did go to the Franklin meeting and I was a little put out. Those that were pro Northern Pass stood up and said, oh, there's no problem with property values. It's not going to affect your property values. It'll be very minimal. We've got reports that are telling us that there's no issue. Well, that upset me. I own property in Campton with seven other siblings. We've had the property for sale prior to the Northern Pass. And I get monthly reports. And on October 24th, my agent indicated, we received thank you from your buyer's agent. She said that this property is not the top of their list because of the power lines. It's happened several times. It does affect property values. I can't even sell the property because of the potential of these towers. I think it's very important right now for anybody that does have a utility easement to look at your deeds. You need to understand your deed. And if anybody, I don't know, I'm more than willing to help anybody that would like to get a copy of their deed. You can actually go online under New Hampshire Deeds and view it. But if you'd like to get a copy, feel free to contact me. I'll take a day and go and research that for you. Also, just another interesting point that I thought was very far-fetched, but now I've decided it's not so far-fetched. All of our utility easements, they are assigned to their successors and assigns when it's sold. And I came across an article that says, foreign company to purchase Vermont's Central Vermont Public Service. And I said, wow, if that happens, this foreign company has the rights to all those utility easements. All the more reason that these utility lines should be buried along public highways, so we don't have to worry about a foreign entity coming in and purchasing these utility companies. I'm also part of a fundraising committee, and we are going to have a fundraising event. It's going to be held at the Waterville Valley Conference Center on March 3rd, and I have raffle tickets and tickets, and I am looking for help to sell these. We have Bob Tuvison and his wife Joey that donated a canoe, so we are going to be raffling that off as well, and that'll take place that night of the 3rd. So we're looking for volunteers to help sell those tickets. So I guess that's it, and thanks for coming.